I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 2nd. Police are looking for people of interest in connection with the break-in of a home in Quincy last month. Break-in took place on Belmont Street near the intersection of North Central Avenue sometime before 9 p.m. on June 18th. The victim was said to be gone from the home for a very short period of time when the break-in occurred. Based on surveillance video, police say the people of interest may have been in the area for several hours prior to the break-in, walking past the home on numerous occasions and acting suspiciously. The person who broke into the home was seen wearing a striped sweater. A vehicle was also spotted driving by the home several times during the same few hours and may be involved. Anybody who has any information is asked to contact Quincy Police. Tina Cahill has entered the race for one of three Quincy School Committee seats this year. Cahill is the wife of Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill, who was the former state treasurer and a Quincy City Councilor. Cahill is the eighth candidate for the three open school committee seats this year. Incumbents Doug Guttrow, Emily Lebo, and Courtney Perdios are seeking re-election. Other candidates are Liz Speakman, Ellen Patterson O'Donnell, John McDonald, and Liberty Schaff. All incumbent Quincy City Councilors are seeking re-election this year, and councilors in Wards 3, 4, and 6 are currently unopposed. A preliminary election would be held on September 14th, with the final election on November 2nd. The historic United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents in Quincy Square, is once again open for tours. Church has announced that both the sanctuary and the presidential crypts of John and John Quincy Adams and their wives are open daily. Tours will run from 11 to 4 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays. The church is closed on Wednesdays. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. Visitors and docents will be required to wear face masks and observe social distancing, and the tours will flow one way through the building. As part of the kickoff festivities, the church will be hosting the honorary naval laying of the wreath on John Quincy Adams' tomb to commemorate his 254th birthday on July 9th at noon. The church was closed last year due to the pandemic. The Adams National Historical Park remains closed. However, the grounds are open for self-guided tours. Opponents of the new natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth protested at the offices of the company that owns the facility this week. Members of the Four River residents against the compressor station joined other protesters at a 27-hour sit-in at the Waltham offices of Enbridge Energy. Three activists who refused to leave were arrested. An estimated 70 people participated in the protest and demanded to speak to a company executive. The protesters called on Enbridge to shut down the Weymouth compressor station and several other fossil fuel projects across the country. Enbridge officials did not speak with the protesters, but reiterated their position that the compressor station is safe. The station's had four emergency shutdowns since it went into service late last year. Federal and state officials are calling on regulators to take another look at the safety of that facility. West Nile virus has been detected in mosquitoes in Massachusetts for the first time this year. State Health Department said the presence of West Nile was confirmed yesterday by the State Health Lab in a mosquito sample collected on June 29th in Medford. Health officials said no human or animal cases of West Nile or Eastern equine encephalitis have been detected so far this year. State police say the body of a missing swimmer was recovered just before sunset last night at Pleasure Bay off Castle Island. Police say the 19-year-old Boston man was recovered from the ocean at about 7:25 p.m. through the combined efforts of first responders, including members of the Quincy Police dive team. The victim's name was not released. It is believed that the 19-year-old had a seizure while swimming across the bay. Governor Baker is proposing steeper fines for swimming outside of designated areas at state parks and beaches as part of a comprehensive plan to discourage risky behavior. The governor's office says the legislation would provide what it calls an appropriate penalty for swimming in unsafe areas and deter park visitors from considering those dangerous activities. The bill announced yesterday would set a maximum fine of $500 for entering or swimming in any water on DCR property that's not designated for swimming. The current fines range from $20 to $200. After a series of drownings, Massachusetts is offering free swim lessons in multiple locations around the state. Officials will offer learn-to-swim programs starting Monday for people of all ages. Learn-to-swim classes will take place Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. Classes are scheduled to start this Monday and continue until August 13th. Registration is mandatory. Classes are filled on a first-come, first-served basis. All sessions are 30 minutes long. The information is available on the state website. Massachusetts households saw smaller stimulus checks in the third round of direct COVID relief payments than just about everyone else in the country, according to data from the IRS. Most recent round of stimulus offered $1,400 to people making less than $75,000 a year. The average Bay State household collected $2,215 in payments. That's over $500 less than the leading state, Utah, where the average household earned $2,784. Only Washington, D.C. household saw less at an average of $1,965. One reason for the smaller checks in Massachusetts and New England as a whole is that family size is smaller compared to other parts of the country. Incomes are also higher. Massachusetts' average household income is over $81,000 compared to Utah's $71,000. Check of business news. Stocks were higher yesterday. The Dow up 131. NASDAQ rose 18. The S&P gained 22. Shares mostly higher in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $75 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox with a 15-1 win over the Royals at Fenway yesterday, completing a home game sweep. Sox travel to Oakland tonight at 9:40 for a game with the A's. The National Weather Service forecast today: rain could be heavy at times. Temperatures falling into the mid-60s this afternoon. Rain tonight, low of 61. Looks like a pretty good chance for rain tomorrow, high 62 degrees. Still some scattered showers on Sunday, the 4th of July, high 69. Better on Monday, partly cloudy, high of 81. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northeasterly winds gusting to 25 and a high tide at 6:45 this evening. Sun rose at 5:11, sets at 8:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, July 2nd.